USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to advance a resolution to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not complying with a subpoena. The resolution passed after more than 6 hours of debate. It could receive a vote on the House floor in the coming weeks. The contempt citation is expected to trigger a lengthy court battle if it passes the House. It came after President Trump exerted executive privilege to block the release of the full, unredacted Mueller report. Texas Democrat Veronica Escobar.
There's so many efforts to prevent us from getting to the full truth.
Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson.
Moving today to hold the AG in contempt is not only premature, unprecedented, and unwarranted. Frankly, it is shameful.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Iran is making news regarding a 2015 agreement. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Iran is now threatening to limit compliance with the 2015 agreement that curtailed the country's nuclear program. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas is a ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He appeared on Fox News and says it's time for Iran to start feeling the pressure of some U.S. sanctions.
Again, it demonstrates why the sanctions are working now. And Europe is now starting to side with the United States in our pull out of this flawed agreement.
Flooding near Houston meant some kids had a sleepover.
We made the best of a bad situation.
Superintendent Chris Totter says about 60 students had to spend the night at school. Julio Martinez tried to pick up his little brother.
There was cars stuck on the ditches.
And that was because of the flooding. The area around Houston got as much as 10 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Here's a story that probably won't sit well with the residents of one state. USA's Chris Barnes has it.
The Oxygen Network says it's developing a new true crime series that will be called Florida Man, which will do nothing but examine outrageous crimes committed in the state of Florida. The producers of the series say if a crime sounds like it came straight from a Hollywood screenplay or makes the kickers in a newscast, there's a good chance the crime was committed by a man who resides in Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a change in the rules to buy cigarettes at Walmart. Starting in July, the company says it will raise its minimum age for tobacco and e-cigarettes to 21 in an effort to stop minors from getting addicted. The higher age will also be in effect for Sam's Club stores. Last month, Walgreens said it would increase the minimum age for tobacco sales from 18 to 21, and even Congress is considering making it a national law. The community of Beverly Hills, California is going even further, voting to ban almost all tobacco sales with few exceptions starting in 2021. Some Uber and Lyft drivers turned off their apps in protest of what they say are declining wages at a time when both companies are getting billions of dollars from investors. Demonstrations were held in 10 U.S. cities and in Europe as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.